On the subject of beautiful scenes and scenery, let's go to the north coast and speak to Naomi Witt. Naomi, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
My goodness, Naomi, Tourism NI Director of Marketing, you must have got out of your bed and jumped for joy and punched the air and thought all my Christmases have come at once. If Lonely Planet declares what you're in charge of as the number one region in the world to visit, you couldn't buy that sort of publicity.
No, it's absolutely wonderful. We're delighted, Frank. The word's officially out there. Northern Ireland is a must-see destination. It's a real game changer for Belfast, Causeway Coastal Route and indeed the rest of Northern Ireland.
I had a great conversation yesterday with a lady called Jo Blythe, who's a weather presenter in the northwest of England. And she was telling me she'd only been to Northern Ireland once, but she was mad keen to come over and have a proper holiday. And there I was singing the pluses of Northern Ireland and highlighting all the areas that I could think of that would be worth a family visit. Little did I think that she should check the Lonely Planet guide because we're number one in the world. Some people will think that they've got it wrong.
Absolutely not, Frank. I mean, the accolades are glowing. Belfast was singled out for its hip neighbourhoods that burst with bars, restaurants and venues to suit all tastes. And we saw all of the publicity that came out around the Year of Food and Drink last year and just the accolades that was received then. Titanic Belfast is described as an unmissable extravaganza. The Causeway Coast recognised for its timeless beauty. And then the setting for the Game of Thrones film locations as well. So we have so much to be proud of and celebrate. And so we're delighted to see Lonely Planet recognise that.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, however, you know, it says the number one region in the world. And okay, I was putting the spotlight on Causeway Coast because those are the pictures that I was looking at. But absolutely, Belfast is included. This is a really, if we're thinking the world, this is a visit to Northern Ireland that people are highlighting. And on another screen, I have Sydney, and there's Madrid coming up, San Francisco, New York, Seychelles. You know, there's a lot of nice places out there with incredibly amazing attractions. Naomi, we now officially, according to Lonely Planet, are the number one region in the world to visit for next year. And we've also got the number one tourist attraction in Titanic Belfast for the last 12 months. Is there a possibility that some of the people who are into these surveys actually have logged in and are from Northern Ireland and are just anoraks and are making sure that they're doing loads and loads of voting? Or does the world really see us as being as good as these publications are suggesting?
Well, we have beaten off stiff competition, Frank, as you say, from USA, Italy, Brazil. But we also see that our campaigns are performing well, as have Tourism Ireland's, and we're getting good positive performance and visitor numbers as well. So visitors are coming, and that's the proof of it.
It also proves that the weather's not the most important thing. The food needs to be good. The accommodation needs to be of a high standard. The welcome needs to be with a capital W. These are things we do well.
Absolutely, Frank. We have much to be proud of, and I think the Lonely Planet accolade is a great reflection of that.
And do people pass a lot of remarks? I got four, in fairness. I'm answering my own question here. But I got four tweets from people I would know who would be great ambassadors for Northern Ireland who were overseas. And there were words like, wow, with the tweet and the link and whatever, because they were so pleased to see this reaction.
I mean, it is a real game changer for us. It will give ourselves a massive boost to our marketing campaigns. It really reaches a global audience, and we're really proud to have worked with Lonely Planet over the years to actually show the transformation that Northern Ireland has been through. So we're delighted to get that recognition. We will certainly continue to build on that and to use that accolade in all of our marketing, our PR and our social media, and also our discussions with tour operators as well. So
there are areas, of course, where improvement is needed. We need to improve with our attitude to litter. I'm forever going on about that. We also need to shake off, I suppose, the misery of confrontation and lack of government and negativity and all those things that still exist here politically. But we've been, and you're probably of an age where you remember a darker time, Naomi. We've been on an incredible journey.
Well, I couldn't possibly, of course, comment about my age, Frank, but...
But I'm just sort of jumping to a presumption that you're not 22, you know what I mean?
I'd say you would be right in that presumption, Frank, but we have been through a tremendous transformation, and, you know, there has been significant investment made in the tourism industry, and that is starting to pay off, and we need to keep going on with that. We need to continue to invest in our product and marketing, and to tell those stories, and to make sure that we stay visible, we stay attractive, and we tell those stories in that competitive global industry.
And finally, as you advertise, as you run campaigns, can you say Lonely Planet recommended number one region in the world to visit for 2018?
We absolutely will be, Frank, yes, and proud to do so.
I bet you're proud. And proud of your staff as well, involved in promoting Northern Ireland generally. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank.
That's Naomi Waits from Tourism NI. Look, it is an incredible pat on the back, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. So maybe we are too cynical here. Maybe we take ourselves for granted. Those who look in on us are so impressed with the welcome on the mat and, I suppose, the embrace at the door. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105.